نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. نو بج رہے ہیں، 10 بجے عشاء کی نماز ہے، کمنگ اپ ٹو 9 o'clock، 10 o'clock از عشاء. I'll speak for about 20 minutes inshallah. I'm sitting here because of the nisbat of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Naseeb Ullah Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. I'll share with you an incident. And in that, you will learn how my Shaykh taught me a lesson, a lifelong lesson. Sari zindagi ke liye ek sabak sikha kar gaye. Ek hai shariat, ek hai tariqat. Shariat to hai, we all know, Quran and Hadith. Lekin, sunte, سالوں گزر جاتے ہیں لیکن ہماری طبیعت پہ، ہماری حالت میں کوئی تبدیلی آتی نہیں دیتے، وہ چینجز ان آور لائف. Whereas on the other hand, the صحابہ کرام they listen to one حکم once and بس، that was enough. But we on the other hand, there's no change. So it is through the method of tariqat that Buzhugana Deen help us to put us on the line of Sharia. And so easily. We don't even know that we got onto the line. Let me tell you the story first. It was in 1977 when I was staying with my Sheikh. One day on a Friday afternoon after the Jummah Majlis, he tells me, dekho, hamesha yaad rahe ki Allah Ta'ala dekh rahe. Always remember that Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allahu nazari. He told it to me. Same day, later on in the evening, again he tells me the same thing. And towards the evening before Maghrib, he tells me the same thing. I'm thinking to myself कि एक बार कह दिया है, दो बार कह दिया है, तीन बार कह दिया, बार बार कहने की क्या जरूरत है, एक ही बात. You know, we इंसान are like this. ये बार बार सुनने से वो सेम ओल्ड कॉपी कहते हैं, हम घबरा जाते हैं. खाने में भी वही चीज़ है, अगर बार बार वही चीज़ आती है तो हम घबरा जाते हैं. सेम थी हम जिन्हें कहते थे, आती है मूसा अलैहिस्सलाम तो इस ज़माना का, द सेम थिंग. वो फूड इज़ कमिंग फ्रॉम जन्नत for them, but they got tired of it. So this is our habit now. My habit was like that at that time. Ek baar ke diya, do baar ke diya. Now what is the need to listen to it? Over and over again, or for him to tell me over and over again. So that was Friday. Came Saturday, morning to evening, he told me the same thing again, 5-6 times, different times. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Same thing over and over again. Wahi sabak. Hamesha yaad rahe ki Allah Ta'ala dekh rahe. Always remember that Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allahumma. At about 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, he tells me to go to the bazaar next to a certain masjid. You'll find a tailor shop. Go there, give him my salam and ask him, ke Abba ji ke kapde tayyar hue hai ya nahi. Now, I did not know he had given the tailor some material for me. So we went and asked him whether Abba ji, we all call him Abba ji, whether Abbaji's clothing are ready. So the tailor tells me, No, the clothing are not ready. It should be ready in a couple of days' time, but tell Abbaji not to send anybody. I'll bring it myself. Main khud lekar aa jaunga. As I entered my sheikh's place again, Majlis Khana, I made salam and I said to him that I found the place, I met the tailor, and this is what he said. But before I could tell him anything, I made salam and I told him I met the tailor. Now, before I could go any further, he said, bas, enough. Such fatah. Tell me the truth. जब से यहाँ से गए थे और जब तक वापस हुए वो सबक याद रहा है नहीं. From the time you left here till the time you came back, did you remember the lesson I was teaching you the whole week? I put my head down. Failed. देखा हाथ के हाथ भूल गए. You just forgot it in the jeep in the whole week I was telling you this. That's what he said. Heart ya heart bhool gaye. The effect of that failure was such, it had such an effect on me, so ashamed that वो दिन और आज का दिन अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह सबक याद है. यू नो इन इंग्लिश वी से फेलियर इज अ स्टेपिंग स्टोन टू सक्सेस. नाकामयाबी कामयाबी के एक जीना है. देयर वाज इट. इट रियली हिट मी इन द हार्ट. सो ही थॉट मी अ लेसन दैट we should always remember at all times that Allah Ta'ala is watching. Kya Allah Ta'ala dekh rahe hai. Now this is what he's teaching me, or what he taught me, is actually a part of a hadith. He never told me the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My sheikh passed away. I never knew what it was until one day I was reading Qadi Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab, Majalis Hakim al-Islam. And there he writes in detail about Hadith Jibreel. When Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salam comes to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he's sitting with a group of Sahaba Ikram, including Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he makes salam. The Sahaba-e-Kiram see this person for the first time. He's so handsome, clean clothing. His hair is so well kept. But he's not from Medina Munawwara. They know that he's not from Medina Munawwara. He's a stranger. But even if he's a stranger, there's no sign of any travel on him. There's no dust on his clothes. He's so clean everywhere. So they were wondering about this. And he came and sat near Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way that his knees started touching that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he asks him a question. Who? This newcomer asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ki what is Iman? What is Islam?" And the third question was, "What is Ihsan?" I'm not going into the details. I want to bring home a point, a lesson, and that is what I'm directing my talk to. So what is it? The meaning of ihsan? Ihsan means to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you are watching him. And if you can't get in yourself into that position, then this is certain ki wo to mujhe dekh rahe hai, that he is watching you. If you can't get yourself into that state that you are watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is certain that He is watching you. This is ihsan. So in a jiffy, in a moment, He took me from nowhere to maqam ihsan. You see, tariqat, Shaykh Kamil. Like this, we can read this hadith over and over again, but the haqiqat will not come into our minds, into our heart. And here, ek hi ghadi mein bas kahan se kahan tak pahuncha diya. So this is the tariqat by which the Buzrugan and Deen put us onto Sharia. And I said that day in 1977 and today, wo sab yaad raha, alhamdulillah. Haan, it always ups and downs in Iman. In the same way, in this remembrance of this lesson, is always ups and downs. Sometimes you are strong, sometimes you are not strong, sometimes you are weak. But yaad to hai, alhamdulillah. So what is the natija? What is the effect of this lesson? Zindagi ka usool. An usool to be learned for the rest of your life, for the rest of our lives. A bunyadi usool. If we only know this, bas hamara kaam ho gaya. Ki Allah Ta'ala dekh rahe hain. What is the effect? If we remember that Allah Ta'ala is watching, whether in jalwat, whether in khalwat, whether in company, whether in solitude, we always remember that He is watching. When He is watching, when we know that He is watching, can we ever go near sins? So, gunahon se bachte rahenge, bachte rahenge. And even if we do commit a sin, we find we quickly go towards Tawbah and clear ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our time, it is a little bit easy to understand. Today, wherever you go, they put this, what do you call it, CCTVs. So you know somebody is watching. So if makhluk can be watching at all times, then what about the Khaliq? He can not only see our external, He also knows what is inside. We cannot bluff Him. So this is, or this was the effect of this tarima. How beautifully you could. I think if I had to spend the rest of my life, time and my life reading this hadith, I would never have reached this natija, this end result. Maqam ihsan. I said, whether in alone, whether in solitude, whether in company. When we are doing any business dealings, I remember when I was small, during my school days, before my high school days, we used to work Saturdays, Sundays, earn some money, Friday afternoon, Saturday, half a day. It was a general store. They had some groceries, clothing and blankets and all that. One morning, one Saturday morning, a customer came. He wanted some blankets. So I took him to the stack where the blankets were. And he wanted to see the size and the design. So I told him, you hold one end, I will hold one end, and open it out and you can see. So he stood on one end. There's a window on the top, all the windows are on the top. He's standing one end, I'm standing on the other end, holding a blanket. So he can now see. The malik of the dukan comes, or the malik of the shop comes running to me. The owner of the shop comes. Any one of them, don't stand this way. You must stand the other way, against the light. Not against the light, but opposite the light. If you stand this way, then he can see the defect in the blanket. These were all defective blankets. And they were being sold as perfect blankets. So now that we are standing against the light, looking this way, he can see the defects. So he scolded me not to stand this way, to stand the other way. So that where there's no light, he can't see the defects. You see? Khiyanat, in amanat. That person has come to you to purchase a good blanket. We are in effect telling him that this is a good blanket when in actual fact it is a reject blanket. If we only remember this usool, this sabak, ki Allah Ta'ala dekh rahe hain, We'll never cheat. We might get a couple of pence extra over here. Akhirat is waiting. Wahan kya jawab denge? What answer are we going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For every 3 paisa that we cheat a person, 3 paisa hai kitne hote hain maula? Yahan ke hisab mein kuch hote hi nahi, hardly anything. Talking of rupees, 3 paisa is not even 3 cents today. If we cheat anybody for 3 paisas, you got 1 pence, you break it up into 10, even then you won't get 3 paisas to. For every 3 paisa in the akhirat, we have to pay back to 700 maqbool namaz. But hamari namaz kaisi hai? The moment we say Allahu Akbar, mine is gone there, everywhere else, we don't even know what we read in the first rakat, what we read in the second rakat, we don't. Automatically, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, surah. We come to the end of the surah, automatically we go. We somehow complete our namaz. But we ourselves don't know what we read, leave alone what the imam read. This is the halat, this is the state of our salah. If we cheat, and remember, can we say our namaz is worthy of acceptance? Then this is the condition of our salah. We are not present in namaz. Of course, that is there. We are the victims of shaitan, waswasas. That is there. But there are also methods of fighting these waswasas, fighting these thoughts. But we make no effort towards it. Can any one of us with yaqeen say that I was present in my namaz from takbirah ula to salam? Can any one of us say this with confidence, with yaqeen, with this in mind that Allah Ta'ala is watching me? Our duties are fulfilled by coming here, by reading the salah behind the imam. Our duty, our faraid, fulfilled. That is it. Ubudiyya, big question mark. Khair. If we have to give 700 maqbool namaz, just not salahs, 700 salah, maqbool, those that are accepted, what have we left for ourselves? Absolutely nothing. So yeah, zindagi ka usool banana, if we can understand ke Allah Ta'ala dekh rahe hai, Allah nazar. Jab tak dil mein dhakka nahi lagta, hum yaad nahi rehta. But the purpose Allah Ta'ala made it this way that I forget, so that I get a dhakka, I get a knock in my heart, and that's how I remember it. Anyway, for that matter, unless things don't become so, you don't remember. We think, begin to think of ourselves very high. Oh, I did this, I did that, maine ye kiya. My sheikh is saying, I did this, I specialist. Ye meme to zuba karne ki cheez hai, isko pehle zuba kar do. Meme is a goat. To pehle kadam par meme ko zuba karna hai. Remove that I from ourselves, from our ego. Tab jaakar kuch kaam hota hai. Otherwise, if we remove the I, what comes in? Aajzi, inkisari, humility, abdiyat, is required in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from us. Allahu Nazari. One is Sair Ilallah, and the other one is Sair Fillah. The journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one is a journey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand this. Every person who becomes an alim is making a journey toward Allah, ilallah. In that, he's got a course to complete. He's got to write an exam after that. So to be able to write that exam, he's got to finish the course. So this is now sair ilallah, toward Allah. But when he becomes an alim, now Allah Ta'ala's ilm is actually the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is unlimited. Now when we go in this journey, filla Allah Ta'ala ke saath, there's no end to it. The more you practice, the more you get to learn, the more you get to know, I know nothing. So a true alim will never say that I've become an alim. Are alim to ilm to be shuru hua. Now it's the time that it has begun. Ask any doctor to. What we learn for the exams in the course, and what we learn when we are practicing Zameen Asman Kafar. Two different things. In the same, ask any mufti, any alim, can be the same thing. What we learned during the course and what we practice, two different things. But the more you practice, the more roads open up, the more Allah Ta'ala instills in our heart the haqiqat of deen. Things which you will not find in the kitab. Because this is now walking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no limit. Koi hudud hi nahi, koi had hi nahi. That is why my Shaykh Masihullah rahmatullah, I heard him say many times, yeah, I'm just an ordinary student. Main to ek talib ilm hu. This same thing I have heard from Qari Tayyab rahmatullah. Main to ek talib ilm hu. They never thought of themselves as alim. In fact, my Shaykh never got what you call pagri at the time of graduation. There was no such thing as that. They did it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worked for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every step they remembered that Allah ta'ala did. I can give you so many stories. My 20 minutes, 25 minutes is up. But anyway, little bit for us to understand some basic lesson. We know as children in the house, if you want to do something and below the papa is watching, you'll never do it. Dekh raha hai, mom or the papa is watching. So we are scared. That khashiyat of the parents is there because we see the parents. Haqiqat of khashiyat is that Allah Ta'ala dekh raha hai. Kaam ban gaya. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko taufeeq ata karega. Make it such that we remember this small lesson, which is actually the most basic foundation in our life. We remember this lesson wherever we are, so that we'll live happily. We'll live in this dunya according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll leave this dunya happily according to His pleasure, inshaAllah ta'ala. After that, there will be najat without any question, inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala grant us all ilm and sahih. Grant us steadfastness in deen. Help us to prepare for mawt, for death. Let us leave, help us to lead a life of happiness in the dunya, as well as leave this dunya with happiness. At all times, remembering one thing, that we have to fulfill huquqs at every moment. From the time we get up to the time we go to sleep, we have huquqs to fulfill. Look, deen is not just about namaz, roza, zakat, namaz, sawm and salat and all that. That is not all. That's all in our lives. We think just because we perform five times salah, we keep roha, umrah and hajj, we are very good. No, that's far from it. If throughout our lives we read our salah the way we should be reading in the masjid of Kabira, and we abstain from sins, then we are the walis of this time. I'm quoting my Sheikh. In the meantime, you have not had a single tahajjud salah. You have not made any zikr or askar whatsoever. No lafil ibadat. Just these two things. So the basic thing is this. Guna ho se bachna, bachna, bachte rehna. Kyunki Allah ta'ala mujhe dekh rahe hain. If you've got this, you've got everything. Today, what you find is so much of salah, so much of zikr. Oh, but if you look at the akhlaq, if you look at the other habits, very sad to say. I'm giving you a very simple formula which I've learned from my Shaykh. If we read our salah the way we should be reading, I'm talking of men, ladies at home, and if we abstain from sins, and to help us to abstain from sins, this sabak is enough. Yeah, he's watching me. Allah Ta'ala hum sabku apni hifazat pe rakhe, aakhir dam tak iman baqi rakhe, bila sawal jawab rakhe. Keep us in his protection. Keep our iman intact until the last moment and take us away from this dunya with happiness and grant us taqwa. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.